Sitting on pins and needles waiting for the vet to help your beloved pet takes on new meaning these days, at least in some vets' offices. There, it's not the owners dealing with pins and needles, it's the animals. For the use of acupuncture is becoming an increasing part of a treatment regimen in a number of local vets' offices. It's taken a while to prove itself, but more and more animal acupuncture appears to be slowly winning over skilled veterinarians, ranging from those who have been merely leery about this ancient Chinese approach to treatment to those who are outright derisive.
I was a big skeptic. I thought it was a bunch of voodoo, and the veterinarians that I was exposed to before vet school, during vet school, we never even talked about acupuncture as a treatment option. And I had a client of mine who had a dog who could not get up anymore. We did all the pain medication, the supplements, and I knew there was nothing else I could do for her. And there was an acupuncturist that was 3 hours away. And I told my client, and I said, if you want to waste your money, I honestly said this, you can drive 3 hours away, go to see this doctor and get some acupuncture. It's the only other option besides euthanasia.
That's Dr. Cynthia Benbow, a Metairie girl, graduate of Dominican High School and LSU School of Veterinary Medicine, who went off to Tennessee to practice for a few years before returning to New Orleans. A self-described Mardi Gras lover, she was Queen of Endymion in 1993, she is first and always a scientist.
So I didn't talk to her for about a month, and I gave her a call and kind of left it open and said, you know, I was just calling to check on you because I was for sure that they put this dog to sleep at the clinic. And she told me, you know, Fluffy's doing fantastic, getting up, walking around. And I was like, you're kidding me. I called Dr. Khalsa, who was the acupuncturist in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I said, what were in these needles? What did you do? And how did you do it? And she's like, no, it's just acupuncture. So that was my first kind of eye opener that maybe this stuff works.
So she decided to take a course in animal acupuncture offered at the University of Colorado Veterinary School to at least try to understand how this very different Eastern approach to treatment works.
Even the first 3 days in class, I was the pain in the butt raising my hand saying, well, what about this? And how does that little needle do that? And by day three, it was like a light bulb went off that your nervous system controls everything. And if you can stimulate your nervous system at certain locations, that you should be able to make your body react, whether it's to change a hormone level or to how you perceive pain or relax a muscle. It just all of a sudden hit me. And so, and I was, they joke about it now, I really was the biggest pain in the butt. And now I'm the biggest promoter. Because once you see it work, and you were a skeptic before, you're like, this is amazing.
So now that she's certified and has been for several years, when and why does she use acupuncture?
Mainly, I use it for pain and arthritis because we have a lot of geriatric animals. They're living longer, and we'll usually see animals that have come to us that are on all the pain medications and supplements, and there's nothing else that they can do, and they're not able to get up anymore. And so they'll see us at that point, and then we'll do acupuncture to help them get up and have better mobility. We'd like to see them before it gets to that point because in Chinese medicine, you use acupuncture as a preventative, not as a treatment. And so it does work better the sooner you catch a problem.
It's been years since I had any pets, mostly cats and dogs, although there was a period where I had to coexist with a couple of guinea pigs and a rabbit who ate my plants. I kind of forget people actually like birds and snakes and other animals.
I do acupuncture on not only small animals, but exotic horses. The birds and the exotic pocket pets respond better than the domestic animals. And I think it's because they're more in tune with their environment. And I think the wilder the animal is, the more they're going to get out of the acupuncture session. For instance, we have a rehabilitator that has squirrels that needs to have their teeth trimmed. And usually you have to sedate them or put them under anesthesia to trim them. And you can put a couple of needles in and the squirrel will fall asleep right there. And you can trim the teeth and you pull the needles out and they'll wake right up.
To read more about animal acupuncture, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.